The Lansing Board of Water and Light fired its general manager yesterday. The commission voted 5-3 to terminate J. Peter Lark's contract. Now, he took a barrage of criticism because of BWL's response to that huge ice storm, the one just before Christmas 2013. While tens of thousands of BWL customers shivered in the dark for over a week, Lark headed to New York for a vacation. Reviews of the way the utility handled the prolonged power outage pointed to a need for what was called cultural changes within the utility. BWL Commissioner Dennis Lowney introduced the termination resolution. Commissioner, 6 months ago, you and the board voted to reappoint Lark. Why didn't you just fire him then?
Well, you know, at the time when we had to evaluate our employee, which was the general manager, you know, I can't speak for all the board members. I can speak with some of the general discussions we had. But I personally looked at what was the body of work that the general manager had done and what were his successes and failures, as you would with any review of an employee. And when you looked at that, you said he's been able to perform at a high level. And granted, during the ice crisis, he didn't perform. But we've got a lot of recommendations from the community review team, from the MPSC, from an internal investigation, and who would best be qualified to implement these changes and move us forward, and who has operated at a high level before. So I looked at it and said, you know, I think Peter Lark is very qualified. He's a good person. I think he should be reappointed to implement these changes and continue to move us forward. You know, that being said, there were concerns that his job performance wasn't up to the level that we expected during the ice crisis. And so I think that was made clear to him that we wanted to see progress in that area. And some of that also being the recommendations by the community review team that we needed to change some of our current structure of the way we operated so that management was better prepared for emergencies and had a better culture, if you can term it that, in regards to cross-training and making sure there was going to be a support network there for us to be an effective utility. So that all being said, take those things into account, and I think we've got a qualified person. We want to continue with them moving forward. The alternative would be that we'd not reappoint him, have to go through a search process. It would take a while to get all the implementations done, then have to bring a new person in. I just think that we were in good shape. And as the year wore on, I think myself and other commissioners, we saw instances where information was withheld from the board, where there was a loss of confidence that certain things were not being communicated correctly to the board, and that those concerns kind of brought back the other concerns that were raised during the ice storm. So,
but it does seem like there must be some significant stuff that happened or didn't happen to kind of reverse gears so dramatically in 6 months. Like, what kind of information wasn't being passed, and I take it by him, to the board?
Well, I mean, there was a court case that involved the Board of Water and Light with the Grosbeck drain that would have put us on the hook for, you know, millions of dollars, basically. That was brought to my attention by someone else. I brought that to the attention at one of our meetings. The general manager wasn't even aware of it. Then later, after we got feedback from the general counsel, they felt it wasn't necessary to inform us of it, that he didn't know about it. And so you start to get these issues again of trust, and do you have the right person in the right place? And so that's one instance, but there were others. I mean, I would go back to the Miosha violations, where we had 13 state law violations, and those were never shared with the board. And to me, those are where you start getting to the level of things that we don't have to manage at a day-to-day level, but providing oversight means being informed of issues and legal issues that can impact our operation as a utility. And so, you know, that's where I go back to, over the course of that, since that reappointment, you start to see this pattern emerging again. And I said to myself, you know, maybe I made the wrong decision. I'm feeling very uncomfortable in trusting our leadership now. And I think as that wore on, we felt that we couldn't continue, that there was a trust factor, there was a loss of confidence in our leadership, and we needed to make a change.
And now there's this cloud of confusion over what's a pretty central question. Was Lark fired for just cause, meaning employee misconduct, or at will, meaning there's no particular cause? Because the motion you introduced and read aloud stated it was for cause, but the hard copy version handed to commissioners said he was being fired at will.
You know, when I was reading my motion, the corporate secretary had asked, do you want me to pass something out? And I had already asked her to make copies and such. So I read the motion, and I had talked previously to board members and said, I'm going to be offering a motion to terminate the general manager for cause. And those commissioners that I talked to at that meeting indicated that they were supportive of it. I knew I had at least 4 votes for it. So that being said, that's the motion I offered, and I read the entire motion, and it is on record as being so. I think, you know, one commissioner had a question, and that was answered. That was Commissioner Ward. But I think they were clear in what they voted on. I think what got handed out was a mistake, and while it may have caused some confusion, I don't think it caused any confusion in how the commissioners wanted to vote. And I think that's where there's, you know, some misunderstanding there. It was clear from the start, and I made that clear before anything got handed out, that this motion was for cause.
So did you prepare 2 versions? Was that the idea?
I did, because, you know, you can't go around, I mean, according to the Open Meetings Act, you can't poll committee members and say, where are we at? And so going into the meeting, I had to be prepared that my motion could fail. And that's what I did, was I prepared a motion to terminate the general manager for cause. And if that failed, then I was willing to offer the next resolution, which would have been a termination without cause, because I thought, you know, I think the issue here is we agree we want to terminate him. It may be over some of the specifics, but I trust at least the commissioners that I spoke with, the 2 that I spoke with, there was concerns that there was enough cause to terminate him.
Well, Commissioner Lark's statements at the meeting seem to indicate he didn't see this coming. He said he was surprised at this, and knowing that he got this commendable performance review last summer, had documentation been built of the causes, and had he been informed of this ahead of time?
Well, I think, you know, there had been personal interactions with the general manager. I know throughout the year I had mentioned to him that I had concerns over not sharing of information. I know in December that the board chair had expressed personally to the general manager that we weren't satisfied with his performance and that, you know, he may be terminated. So I can't speak for other commissioners, but I can say that he was noticed since he had been reappointed that there were commissioners that weren't satisfied with his performance. Was there an official, formal notice to him? There wasn't one that I'm aware of, but there was verbal discussions, I believe.
Are you afraid this could wind up in a kind of a costly court battle if Peter Lark decides to fight this based on, hey, they gave me a good review last summer, and by the way, there's this confusion over, you know, the 2 versions that were handed out. Could it become a court battle?
I mean, anything could become a court battle. I want to just preface it with that.
Sure.
But in my opinion, when we looked at this issue, there was enough cause. That's why I filed a motion and put forth a motion to terminate him with cause. If you read his contract says for failure to render services and obligations. That's where I go to the issue of there wasn't one smoking gun. There was a series of different instances that we could put together a list of some things if we needed to. But I feel confident that we made the right decision, and in his contract it says if there is a dispute in regards to the employment agreement that a party may pursue arbitration. So that would be the next step. If he disagrees with our decision and he wants to pursue anything legally, he first has to go to arbitration, which is less costly. I can't comment on what he's going to do or not do, but in my opinion, I think we made the right decision, and we're going to move forward with that.
Dennis Lowney is a commissioner with the Lansing Board of Water and Light. Commissioner, thank you so much for talking with us.
Well, thank you, Cindy, and truly appreciate all the work you do on your show.